The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 28th of April. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for starting your day with me. And 7:05 in the morning. Some people are just getting up. Some people are finishing up their overnight shift. So, good morning. 7:05 in the morning, and news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here with me. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Hey, it's National Blueberry Pie Day.
Boom!
Now, I wonder if you can go over there to the pie shop and get a blueberry pie today.
You mean where pie meets hearth?
Yeah, do they know?
Or from the hearth?
Do they know it's National Blueberry Pie Day?
They might. They could. We'll find out.
I'm going to check on it.
We'll find out if they know. So what'd you do this weekend?
This weekend I got a lot of work done.
Oh, okay.
Got a lot of
you
stuff
work
done.
Here a lot. I know that. You and Linda were putting together.
Yep, we got that stuff. Done. Well, we got the first draft done.
Oh, yeah, for the Chicks and Chaps stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. How about you? What'd you do this weekend?
Horse. I emceed the Safari Club International banquet.
Right.
A lot of people there.
That's
a lot of money
right.
Changing hands, you know, for things. Every year, we win something. Every year, somebody at our table wins something. This year, we were skunked.
Oh.
Skunked. But, hey, you're there to raise money for a good cause. They gave away two scholarships to young people from our area here. $2,000 scholarships to two students. Every kid from 5 to 11 and from 12 to 17 took home some goodies. Came up everything from fishing rods and reels and packs and trips to, I shouldn't say trips, but
safaris.
Oh, not safaris, you know, but, you know, like our local factions around here, like Water World and those kind of things.
Nice.
They got tickets for that. Yeah, but during the auction itself, real live safaris to Africa, too. One was a hunting and one was a photography. One was a elk hunt in Utah. Sold at Seven Chances. You had to buy a bottle of alcohol. And then you got a chance. Each one had a key on it. And then you had a chance to win the this beautiful rifle. And the one guy bought three bottles. And which probably cost him more than the rifle would. But the very last person, which was him, with the key, opened it. So we've had them before where none of the keys opened the lock.
Ooh.
And we had to go back and say, okay, let me have your key again, and, you know, then because it didn't do it right. Anyway. But it was a good event. I had some good friends there. I'm getting into the cattle business. That's a whole story. For another day. No, I'm not buying a herd of cattle. But I may buy a couple.
Nice.
Hey, the price, have you looked at the price of beef?
Yeah.
Woo. Okay, hey, today's sunny with a high near 82. Tonight, low around 55. Now, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are going to be sunny. With higher temperatures. Wednesday's going to be 87 and Thursday high near 90. And now Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Friday night, showers likely. Saturday, a chance of showers. Saturday night, it's going to start clearing up with a low around 45. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 72. So every week we're getting some rain. And I thought, that Cool April, oh, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane of Kenny family out of Anderson. Been doing this for over 30 years, and the third generations of the Kennys running this business, they are just outstanding people, provide outstanding service to their customers, obviously. I have discounts for seniors and veterans. They got other payment plans. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, but it looks like the rain held off for everything. There was no rain during the cruise. The big car show on Saturday was overcast, but it wasn't raining. I think, what was it? Did it rain Saturday night, maybe? But cleared up on Sunday? Or did it rain last night? No, I think it was Saturday night. It rained, but it was after everything. And so, congratulations to Cool April Nights. And we've got some information about that we'll be getting to in a bit. In fact, why not do that? Why not do that right now? Cool April Nights brings in, they figure, about $12 million to the Redding and Shasta area here for these 10 days. Last year we spent $195,000 and put the program on, and what we had left over we gifted back to youth programs in the community, and we gifted $64,000. We had a $12 million impact on the community in a 10-day period, according to Deborah Fox, who was on our show the other day. She's been involved with this a long time, so she's probably pretty up on what it is. 1,831 cars had registered for the cruise and big show. And each car that is registered to do the cruise and the big show, and each car that is here is registered to do the cruise and the big show in Shine. And not only local people, but far away as Washington, Oregon, and even Texas came in for this. You didn't have a chance to see the cruise, did you?
No, I didn't.
Have you ever seen the cruise?
Yes.
Okay, so as long as you've seen it. This year they had some people rotating their tires quickly. Police had to warn them about that. No, 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 that's a big no-no. Okay.
I did make it over to the Civic on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the 63 Impala, the red?
No.
Up in the front?
No, didn't see that.
Man.
I had...
Out of this world.
I had a 61... Chevy Nova, 3-speed on the column. I had a 1970 Chevy Nova, 350. Tonneau cover on the top. You know, it's that, you know, it was that kind of plastic, shiny stuff that goes on the top. Really nice. Had that one a long time. I'm not big on cars. You know, when kids in high school are doing, fixing up their machines like you see out here at Cool April Nights, I drove a Volkswagen, was real happy. I did get bounced for racing that Volkswagen one time with another Volkswagen. There we were just screaming down the, highway at 45, and the highway patrolman was right behind us, got us both. And, Yeah, 45. It was a 35 mile an hour speed limit, and we were doing, or it was a 45 and we were doing 55. Whatever it was, two little Volkswagens just speed shifting as fast as they could, and, highway patrolman just right behind us watching us do it. That's what happens when you go to Shakey's for a pizza. Yeah. It was all Shakey's fault. Yeah.
That was pretty honest of you guys to not just split off. He could have
didn't even think about it. Didn't even think about it. We stopped at the stoplight. He lit us up, and it was like, oh. Well, the other guy jumps out of his car, runs back, and opens up his hood like he's fooling around with something, and closes the hood for the Volkswagen in the back. He told me later, he said, I was telling the officer that my throttle stuck. And he said, I said, what did the officer say? He said, he just laughed, wrote me the ticket. Yeah. It was 58 in a 40. That's what it was. And I remember because when my dad saw it, he grounded me for 58 days. 58 days when you're a senior in high school toward the end of the year. 58 days. So I go to court, and the judge is a guy that lives down the street. I didn't know he was a judge. I had mowed his yard and that kind of stuff. And we get in there, and there's a highway patrolman, there's a judge, and there's my dad. And the highway patrolman says, yeah. And who could have, if he had written me up for over 60, then it was reckless driving, and then, you know, it was bad, so he wrote 58. So the judge just asked me what I was going to do for the summer, and I told him I was working there and going off to college the next year. And he asked my dad, he said, Mr. Bott, what have you done to address this? He says, I grounded him for 58 days. And the judge looks at him, looks at me. He said, this is your senior year, and you're getting ready to graduate here in a couple of months, right? Yes, sir. He goes, Mr. Bott, he says, I applaud you for taking this seriously, but I think he's been grounded long enough. He said it in court. He said, can I urge you to lift this? I really believe Carl's learned his lesson. And my dad looks at him and goes, okay, I can do that. And then my dad tells me later, he says, I'm walking down the hallway. State patrolman is talking to you. The judge has his arm around your shoulders. And he says, I'm back here feeling like a jerk. So there you go. Last speeding ticket I ever got right then. Because, hell, my dad might have grounded me again when I was 30 or something.
Now, do you go five over? You don't have to confess on the radio, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, as my son-in-law says, who's, you know, in law enforcement, he goes, 9, you're fine. 10, you're mine.
Yeah.
And so Linda likes to push that right to there, but I stay at about 5 over.
Yeah.
And put it on cruise control, which makes her crazy. I said, why don't you use cruise control? It's so boring. You know, yeah. But comparing, if you and I fill up the gas tanks of your car and we drive down to Sacramento to visit our parents and I put it on cruise control, I can go all the way down there and all the way back and have a quarter tank left. If Linda drives somewhere around Red Bluff, she has to put gas in the car. She'll deny that, but she knows it's true. Okay. Wow. Let's take a quick break. There's a lot of things to talk about today. 8 o'clock, we're getting ready to have the Renaissance Fair. Huzzah, huzzah, is supposed to join us. And we come back, let's talk about 5 things you need to know that's going on today in our world. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Monday. That's right, Monday the 28th of April. We are blowing through April. You ready to hear it again? Unlike February, that had 46 days in it. And it was. I go, hey, good morning. Today, February the 38th. I mean, it's just forever. And now I know why April, March and April and May are going to be so quick. It's because they took days out of them to add to February. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, been around about 18 years. We do business there, real happy. It's like the Cheers of banks. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. For more information, visit bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches. You're going to like that. They're really friendly there. A massive explosion that rocked the Saheed Raji port dock near Bandar Abbas in Iran over the weekend is still unknown. At least 40 people were killed and more than 1,000 injured when the area filled with shipping containers caught fire and exploded, sending a huge plume of thick smoke into the air. Said the blast was likely sparked by containers of chemicals, but did not name which ones. Customs Administration in Iran blamed a stockpile of hazardous goods and chemical materials stored in the port area. Possible presence of a chemical used to make missile propellant remained unconfirmed. That's never stopped CNN before. Some experts suggested more mundane chemicals might explain the explosion. The thing was huge. I don't know if you saw the film on it. A state of emergency has been declared due to increased air pollution caused by the blast. Imagine the hazmat that's just going out. But they said 40 people were killed. I've heard up to 500 were killed. So we'll go back to the 40 until we hear something else. My gosh. And in Vancouver, you know, we talk about mass shootings. But more and more and more you're hearing things like this. A man who crashed into a street festival in Vancouver has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder. Police said Kaji Adam Lowe was driving a black Audi SUV at about 8 p.m. during the Lapu Lapu Day festival when he allegedly plowed into a huge crowd of people. At least 11 people, ranging in age from 5 to 65, were killed and dozens more injured. It's the Lapu Day Festival is a celebration of Filipino culture. I love the Philippines. I love the Philippine people. I've spent a lot of time there. And the people there are just wonderful. And it's such a beautiful place. Anyway, this is up in Vancouver. The actions of a single person shattered our collective sense of safety. It is impossible to overstate how many lives have been impacted forever by this lone individual. Although no motive has been released, police said there was no indication the incident was an act of terrorism. I think if you plow your car into a crowd of people and kill, eleven people from age 5 to 65, somewhere in there, there's terror. Was it a deliberate act of terror? No, there was terror in it. It was terror. It was terrorism. I don't know. I think they'll find out. It could be the guy just lost control of his, you know, of his car at high speeds and plowed into him. But the question is, did he keep trying to drive? There's the big thing like happened in New Orleans. Remember that? Came through there. And that was an act of terrorism. He just kept trying to drive through. Did this guy just lose control of his car? He's, you know, and then panicked. I can forget everything I'm saying because I'm just, you know, this is just conjecture here, as most of my show is. Okay.
Now, if you have, you know, you can put the little things to block where cars can't just come
through.
Yeah. If you don't have those, can't you just park some patrol cars?
You can.
And just
like you're
block
gonna,
off?
You're going to see at the Reading Rodeo this year new parking ways and being able to block off the where the crowd is, where most of the crowd is. And we're going to do that. Do we expect problems? Absolutely not. But why take the chance? So we're going to make it safe when you're coming in through the, you know, through the gates. There's no car going to be able to make it through the gates. It's just kind of starting to make sense. But, you know, if they have this really large area, just imagine down here on Market Street, when they have the pancake breakfast and all that, there are now probably 4 ways you can get in to that. And I imagine every one of them will have some kind of a blockage there that people can walk through, but you're not going to be able to drive a car through. So it would be difficult because this is Market Street, but they put out these barriers, but are they going to put anything else out? I don't know.
I'd say park some cars.
we're going to be right down to the end, and you're armed with a 12-gauge shotgun. And I have a few things that if it starts plowing through the – anyway. I'm just kidding. I don't want to put that idea out there, of course, first of all. But people – now, cities are starting to take and events are starting to take precautions, which they should because there's obviously crazy people out there. Okay, the immigration crackdown. Whoa. I'm going to talk about that when we get back. But Trump and the ICE and the Department of Homeland Security is really, and local agencies are really cranking it up, and there was two big incidents, and we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You don't have to worry about anybody being rated down at Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Jeff Forrest, and he does all the work himself, which is great because he is a windshield expert, the windshield whisperer, I like to call him. Whether it's a small chip, which Linda had, she had one of those star ones that can go bad quick. He fixed it, and you can overlook it so easily. I mean, he just repaired this whole thing. He guarantees these chips or cracks up to 2 feet that he fixes for life. He brings them into this climate controlled area, uses this special stuff that he has developed over 30 years, and this stuff works. He fixed a crack on my windshield like 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's how good it is. That's how good he is. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Been in the business 32 years, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. You can't get any better than that. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And then we'll be right back with talking about immigration and that the Trump administration has kicked it into high gear over the last couple of days. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. 28th of May, 7:36 in the morning. Hey, Todd Royce, Dr. Todd Royce from Chiropractic First, is holding a free knee pain workshop tomorrow at From the Hearth. In their back room back there, starts at 5:30, and you need to give them a call over at Chiropractic First to sign up. Or you can, you know, because he's providing food too, or you can just show up there. He's using they're using new techniques to help with knee pain instead of having to go to surgery, and it seems to be working very, very well. Now that's going to be tomorrow at 5:30 from the Hearth, right here on Market Street, the one downtown on Market Street. And by Dr. Todd Royce from Chiropractic First. Trump administration. Well, okay, Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. Thank you for having me on. Hey, you know, I've been wondering about who these five people running for the wanting to be our register of voters are.
Yes.
And Santa Anon just came out and introduced all five of them. If you go to ShastaAnon.com, you can see who they are, where they come from, and a little bit about their background. So
It was in Record Searchlight, Reading.com last week. We were talking about it.
Yeah, but it just said, you know, so-and-so from North Carolina and so-and-so from, you know, people you've never heard of. One was from Nevada. We never heard of them. This goes into depths and tells who they are and, you know, their thoughts on how the election should be run. It's a lot more information about them. So I would stress everybody to go to ShastaAnon.com and listen about the five people that want to be our register of voters.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Trump kicked in, the Trump administration kicked into high gear over the weekend with hundreds of arrests. On Friday, they arrested Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan and charged her with allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant in her courtroom avoid arrest. What she did was, when ICE showed up, she said she sent him to another area, and then she got him. Led him through the chambers, her chambers, and to get him out on the other side. And they caught him. But then she was arrested because she physically helped somebody escape apprehension by ICE. Another judge says, well, I'm not going to hold court then because I'm not going to, you know, have people taken by ICE and put in concentration camps. Okay. We'll see how that goes. Over a four-day period, ICE and Florida law enforcement agencies detained nearly 800 people who were allegedly undocumented immigrants. People here illegally. More than 100 people were accused of being in a country without proper documentation. Again, the illegals were arrested in Colorado Springs at a raid at an underground nightclub. Among these mass arrests, staffers from the Department of Government Efficiency are reportedly building a master database of sensitive data gleaned from the IRS, Social Security, and Health and Human Services, among other government agencies. Now, this one that they arrested in Colorado Springs, not only, it was like 2 a.m. in the morning, not only did they get a bunch of allegedly illegals that were here, but they also rounded up some active duty military personnel from Colorado Springs. You know, it's the Air Force base and it's the Air Force Academy there. Some of them who were acting as security at the club, and then others, and they hand them over to the Air Force. I think if you're at a club and there's undocumented or illegals there, I don't see how you can get in trouble for that. I mean, unless you were driving them in trucks or you're meeting them there to put them into buses or vans and driving them away, but who knows. Anyway, there's going to be more and more of these things happening. You know, Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security, had her purse taken at a Washington, D.C. restaurant on Easter when the suspect allegedly set it to table next to hers and took the bag. Inside was a Louis Vuitton Clements wallet, Noem's driver's license, medication, apartment keys, passport or DHS access badge, makeup bag, blank checks, and about $3,000 in cash. They also arrested, the Secret Service also arrested a second person in Miami who was described as a co-conspirator. We also determined that this incident had nothing to do with there being the Secretary of Homeland Security. It was just somebody looking for a Gucci purse, and they got it. But they've already caught one of them. They've caught two of them on this. And yes, the guy was illegally here. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh about that.
It's made for TV.
But you know what? Here is the Department of Homeland Security. She's out to dinner with her friends or her family. Yeah, she's with her family on Easter when the guy snatches the purse. And you think, are there Secret Service people around her? I mean, I would wonder, but, you know, they're not kind of sitting at the table. I think they're supposed to be in, at, you know, in places where they can watch what's going on. So, and then a recreational boat down in Clearwater, Florida, crashed into a ferry, the Clearwater Ferry, carrying 45 people. One person was killed and several others were injured, and the boat fled the scene. A hit-and-run boat accident. So many things going on in our world. And I haven't even touched on all of these. And let me see. Let me see if I can sneak another one in here. Okay. That judge that was arrested, we talked about that. And we're going to get to some others. We've got, has there been a breakthrough in the Ukraine-Russian war? It seems like this is going to be a very important week. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Trump met with Zelensky. President Trump met with President Zelensky at the Pope's funeral for a long conversation. And it seems like maybe there's some movement there. Is Ukraine going to give up Crimea? And if so, is that going to be enough for the Russians to pull back? Because now Trump has said it seems like, you know, Zelensky wants peace and Putin better not be, better not be kicking the can down the road. So we'll see what happens with that. Maybe this war can be over in the thousands and tens of thousands of people that are affected by it. can have peace again. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's the only place we go to shop for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry. Been around over 30 years. Same location. And Four Winds Jewelry donated to Chicks and Chaps is beautiful turquoise, like a bolo, you know, that you put on a bolo. You could put it on anything. You could put it on a necklace. You can pin it on your blouse or whatever. It's about as big as your fist. That's how big it is. And Linda and Sheila are going over there this morning to talk to Leonard, who used to own it, but he's their Native American expert. He's got books on who all the designers of this jewelry were and everything. Get a little more information on it, because that's going to be one of the auction items at Chicks and Chaps. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, winner of Best in the North State, 3 years in a row now. We'll be right back.
Todd Royce. I've been serving the Reading community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone-on-bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to readingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's readingpain.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you can't get us on the airwaves, get us over the internet anywhere in the world. Today, April the 28th, 7:52 in the morning, and gosh, about 60 degrees already. Today, sunny with a high near 82, and tomorrow, sunny with a high near 83, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 87. Maybe get some gusty winds on Wednesday, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 90. And then Friday, it starts cooling off because there's a chance of rain throughout the weekend. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 530-365-3793. Adam Schiff. I love talking about Adam Schiff. In this case, though, Adam Schiff, he was being remarkably honest. And that's something when you say, hey, you're being honest. He was on the Bill Maher show. And he was asked to weigh in on the current state of the Democratic Party and how it governs, particularly in a state like California. Schiff said, we're going to have to change how we do business in California. We're going to have to address people's legitimate concerns about crime. Adam, crime, homelessness, housing, taxes, infrastructure. I mean, we could go on. I mean, I've got five other things here. 2 years ago, Schiff got his car broken into in San Francisco, admitting it was the one time he did not heed warnings from others about leaving vehicles, valuables, and vehicles while in the city of San Francisco. So you got to imagine, I don't imagine he was down on the wharf parking his car. You know, probably in a better place. So he said, I went to Target in South San Francisco, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm getting the toiletries I'm going to need for my next 2 days in the city. First of all, I had to get the clerk, which is hard to find, to unlock the shampoo. And then I get to the cashier. The cashier is my one of those Target bags with a little bullseye on it. I said, yes, the Target bag is going to be my luggage for the next 2 days. And she asked me what happened, and I told her. She basically said, not in so many words, yeah, Democrats are asses. Except she had another word in there too. And I thought, you know, if this cashier in South San Francisco at 10 o'clock at night believes the Democrats are jerks because the shampoo was locked up, my stuff got stolen out of the trunk, we've got a major problem we have to address. Yeah, you think? But I don't know. It doesn't seem like they're leaping through the grommets to address these things. It just keeps going on and on. Crime, homelessness, which keeps growing. Lack of the government addressing homelessness. They spent $27 billion on it, and they don't even know where the money went. Nor is there any way that they are using to measure the effectiveness of the programs to see what program works, so you can kind of push more money into that, or what doesn't work. It all comes out to, oh, you know, here's just this check for, you know, $2 million, or $3 million, or $5 million. $27 billion. That's a lot of money, and homelessness has gotten worse. Now, housing. And why is the problem in housing? First of all, permits and regulations, the soft, you know, the soft reasons. The cost of doing business, having to put solar panels, fire suppression water pipes in your house, the special kind of toilets that don't work, all of these things, you know, plus the fact, just the cost of everything here. What else do we have? Oh, putting, you know, a million illegals into the healthcare system, and now they're having to do emergency financing to prop up the system of Medi-Cal or Medicaid, because they put everybody on this and, you know, the partnership health plan. I mean, all of it. They're having huge shortages because of that bright idea to do that. This is such an easy target, the train to nowhere. I did see an article where the guy that's now taken over the train to nowhere, he says, we're going to go down there. We're going to see what, you know, where the redundancy is, where we can cut and cut and cut. You know, he sounds like a member of Musk Doge team to get this railroad back online. But even if they cut, they are still woefully behind on the amount of money they need, billions. And then they still haven't addressed the fact of the supplemental funds that the state's going to have to kick in to keep this thing rolling. If it started tomorrow and they had a regular ridership, it's not enough to pay the bills, so the state's going to have to supplement. Again, instead of just saying, you know what, no, we're not ready for this yet, and transfer the funds to the roads and all this, because now they're talking about charging us per mile we drive. The gas tax is not enough. Now we're going to charge, this has been raised down in Sacramento. It hasn't passed, but, you know, what is it, 5 to 8 cents a mile tax to drive? And, you know, if you live down in little, you know, if you live in Sacramento and you drive to work, then, you know, that's one thing. But if you live in Bernie and you have to go down to Redding, or how about Bieber, down to Reading, doctors, getting down to a store, you know, bigger stores, Costco, Walmart, whatever, coming down. You know, it's just another unfair burden on the rural residents of California because they don't care. The other thing is, how are they going to do it? They're going to put a GPS on your vehicle, or do you, when you go in and, what if you drive out of the state? Are they going to charge you for that? Of course they will, because California is tax, 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 instead of cutting back and actually running this place like a business. If we don't have enough money now, then we're going to tax you until we do. Oh, but those people that are leaving, including In-N-Out Burger and all these others, oh, well, that's going to even make more taxes land on the middle class. Okay, at 8 o'clock, after the 8 o'clock break, we have the Renaissance Fair coming in. I can't wait to hear what's going on in this. Have you ever gone to a Renaissance Fair?
Yeah.
I have too.
Did you dress like a Viking?
No. I just walked around and watched women with cups of ice pressed between their bosoms to keep them cool, because it's 110 degrees out there when they're out there. And I've never seen that before. So we'll be right back.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We're from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Peace may return to Ukraine for at least 72 hours next week. Russian President Putin declaring a temporary ceasefire, marking Victory Day in World War II. President Trump admits to being frustrated with Russian and Ukrainian leaders as he tries to broker a peace deal.
Even though the Kremlin has declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week, President Trump remains unhappy with both Russia and Ukraine.
He is increasingly frustrated with leaders of both countries. He wants to see a permanent ceasefire.
Until now, Russia's Vladimir Putin has refused to accept a complete, unconditional ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Trump administration describes this week as very critical in its efforts to end the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president set to return to a state that he won in 2016 and 2024. Tomorrow, Mr. Trump will hold a campaign-style rally north of Detroit in Macomb County, Michigan. The 30-year-old suspect in a deadly attack in Vancouver is charged with multiple counts of murder. Police say he intentionally rammed his vehicle into a crowd at a street festival in the Canadian city over the weekend. 11 people were killed, many more injured.
In Vancouver, a man drove an SUV into a crowd at a Filipino festival, killing multiple people and injuring scores more Saturday night. Police say they are confident it was not terrorism and have the 30-year-old driver in custody. Video shows a man surrounded by people screaming and swearing at him.
And that's correspondent Julie Walker. The Vatican says the conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis will get underway on May 7th. Large parts of Spain and Portugal have been hit by a power outage. Utility crews now working to get the lights back on. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow trading 130 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 46. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
North Korea now confirms what the West already knew, that it has sent troops to Russia in support of the war on Ukraine.
Until now, both Moscow and Pyongyang have been silent about their cooperation on the battlefield in Kursk. This is despite multiple intelligence reports from the US and Ukraine that more than 10,000 North Korean soldiers have been deployed there. But today's announcement from Pyongyang couldn't be more public. In an article on the front page of its state newspaper, Kim Jong-un praises his troops for their heroism in pushing back Ukrainian forces. Thousands of North Korean soldiers are thought to have been killed and injured in the fighting. The US has said that North Korea must now bear responsibility for perpetuating the war, while Pyongyang says it will support the Russian army again in the future.
The BBC's Jean McKenzie. Canadians deciding whether to extend the Liberal Party's decade in power or hand control over to the Conservatives election day today in Canada. Townhall.com. A new electric vehicle startup backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is headed to the market.
Slate Auto, headquartered in Michigan, made its debut Thursday night at a design studio in Long Beach, California, promising electric trucks for under $20,000 with a federal tax credit. The trucks are rather low-tech when it comes to amenities compared to others, with manual windows and no informational screens. The company plans to build its trucks that can travel 150 miles on a single charge in Indiana. The truck is expected to go on sale in 2026. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is sharply criticizing fellow Democrats as they don't do enough to oppose President Trump. Pritzker delivered the keynote address at a high-profile Democratic Party dinner in New Hampshire. It's the latest in a series of speeches that he has given this year. The billionaire has been laying the groundwork for a potential presidential run for years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, your last privately owned individual mom and pop station up here in this whole area. Congratulations for tuning in, and thank you so much for tuning in and supporting this station. We so much appreciate it. I wish we could write thank you notes to everybody, but there's like thousands of you out there. So anything we can say is thank you. And we just don't have enough time to thank everybody, but we would if we could. Today, the 28th of April, 8:06 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here. It's National Blueberry Pie Day. Is that it? Just one? Come on. There's got to be more than one. How about National Bears wiping their butts on TV with this one of the most disgusting commercials I have ever seen. Yet people seem to like it because it stays around. Oh, look at this. You know why they, you know, using that type of toilet paper works for bears. You know what they used to use? Rabbits. That's why rabbits are really happy that they don't do that anymore.
Speaking of, it's also Global Pay It Forward Day.
Oh, we're involved with that. Well, we're going to have some people on talking about this. This is an organization that literally goes down to a different store every month and hands out $25 gift certificates. Doesn't make, you know, they just go up to people. And different organizations support it each month. And we're going to support it next month. And the and people just get it. And they're just blown away. And it's kind of pay it forward, but it's just national, you know, do a random act of kindness. And we'll have them on the show and talk about this. They don't get anything from it except, and neither does the person donating. It's not like it's, you know, whoa, people donating here. You don't get like signs or anything. You just do it kind of out of, it's the right thing to do. And we'll be talking about that too. Hey, the weather today is going to be beautiful and warm. It's going to get up to, well, not too bad, 82 today. And tonight, about 55. Now, the rest of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, is going to be warming up with tomorrow around 83, Wednesday, 87, and Thursday, 90. Going to be good days to be out there on that horse and getting it ready for the big trip. And then it starts to look like a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night. But Sunday, it looks like it's clearing up with a high near 72. So we're getting more rain, which is kind of good. Keep the lakes up. And this big season in lakes are starting here soon. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company out of Anderson, been in the business for 32 years. Three generations of the Kinney family are working at that business. Chuck and Judy started it 32 years ago. They offer discounts to seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. I can't say enough about the Kenny family. They just provide outstanding service to their customers. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Huzzah, huzzah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. I'm here with Roderick Duccio from the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair.
Thank you for having me on, Bob.
It's Carl. Carl. Okay. Bob. That's all right. Bob used to work here, though.
I tried to say bot, but...
Bot?
Anyway.
Why would you just say my last name? Should I just call you by your last name? Is it because you're dressed in this knight's costume and you can't hear?
A little bit.
I'm just kidding. Roderick, tell me about the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. What is that?
So... it's the local craft fair and something that we hold every year on Memorial Day now. It's 2 days packed full of live entertainment, artisan shopping, food, drinks, and family fun. We're expecting around 10,000 guests to...
Whoa. Where's this at?
The Shasta Regional Fairgrounds down in
Anderson. Down here in Anderson, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now do you take over the whole fairgrounds?
Basically, yeah.
10,000 people?
Yeah. We had about 7,500 last year, and we're expecting an increase. So,
that many people go to this?
Oh, yeah.
Over 2 days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Roderick, how'd you get involved in this?
Honestly, I just kind of got dragged into it. I had a friend who went in for, 10-plus years, and he was like, you'd have a great time, and dragged me out to, I think it was the Feather Falls Renaissance Fair that they had 1 year. And got involved in volunteering and been there ever since.
Okay, now, are you in costume during this?
I am.
Or do you call it regalia?
The what?
Do you call it regalia or a costume?
Just a costume.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Some people do wear regalia, like the king and queen and stuff, but they do a full ensemble.
Yes.
Yeah. I run around in peasant wear most of the time because it's hot as hell.
Peasant wear. Okay, what? Yeah. I got to ask. What's peasant wear?
Just a... plain tunic and, some good breezy breeches, that...
Okay, keeps you cool.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes you wear? Sandals?
Sandals or regular boots and stuff.
Just okay.
Something comfortable to run around in, because I usually do about 10 to 15 miles across the weekend.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, just
because
back and forth.
What do you do there, then? I know you're a worker bee that you need to make this thing work.
Yeah, so I'm the operations manager. I am on-site vendor coordination and map making.
Map making.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we lay out the entire fairgrounds and I place people in all the different slots. And we have three different stages and performers that go places.
Three different stages there, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to have a
Celtic
rock band.
You got in this like 10 years ago. Is that what you said?
Five
years ago.
5-6 years ago.
Okay. Well, what about you? Are you a local guy or?
Yeah, I've been in Reading for 20 plus years.
Okay.
I came here when I was, I think, 9 years old, so.
Yeah, I just traveled up with your parents.
Yeah.
Okay. And, so what do you do when you're not doing this? Or is this a full, just a year round job? It could be, I guess.
It's a part time job leading up to it for sure. Otherwise, I'm a web developer.
Of course. Does that surprise you? Does that surprise you?
Fantasy.
No, he doesn't look like he lives in his parents' basement, okay, though you might.
no.
But being a web designer in this Renaissance Fair does not surprise me. Because it seems to me a lot of people, they're involved in things like these Dungeons and Dragons and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I thought the heck out of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that kind of, I think, would attract, Renaissance Fair would attract people like that. Am
oh,
I wrong?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Are you a dungeon master?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
Game master, because I play Pathfinder. Thank you.
What is that?
Oh.
What's a dungeon master? Is that good? I mean, how many levels are there?
It just means I lead Dungeons and Dragons games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. You could tell me anything you want right now, and I'd believe it because I have no concept of what you're talking about. I have heard of Dungeons and Dragons. They've even made movies about Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah. We got some blockbusters.
Now, what is this Minecraft? What is that?
Minecraft?
Is that it?
Oh, Minecraft?
Minecraft.
Okay. Oh, that's a
tomato.
Video game.
Tomato. Yeah.
Yeah.
Minecraft. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a video game you play. It's a voxel-based sandbox, which probably means nothing.
Absolutely. But, you know, the movie just came out, and it was a killer, except for people in the audience were saying and doing things. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did, actually, but it was kind of crazy. Some people recommended I didn't go because of how much people were shouting and whatnot.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, they called the police on one of the movies to empty the theater. Because, I mean, what are people getting so excited about this?
Couldn't tell you, honestly. I'm not a big Minecraft fan.
Okay, so you wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell started this back in 1993, and she's been helping business owners, families, veterans, seniors ever since. We do insurance business with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy with that. Now, whether it's homeowners insurance, homeowners insurance or medical insurance or any of these, this is an expert right down there. She's got an insurance organization under, insurance, and then she's got a financial management group. Two separate groups, all under the same roof. And if you're looking for a free review and evaluation of your 401s, retirement plans, your insurance, you can get it at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. That's right, a free review and evaluation. Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 and set that up. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Okay, you need
KCNR to quit. Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at ReadingRodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
I hope there's more to this than that. Is this some kind of Renaissance fair stuff?
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Tennessee. Studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get care now. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an emergency room treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your own home before you go down there. This isn't for life-threatening emergencies, chest pain, bleeding, all that kind of stuff. In fact, when you sign up for it by going to ShastaRegional.com, first page, and it says Get Care Now. If you've got something you just don't feel well and you need to get to the emergency room, whatever, set up a time so you can go in there and not have to wait around for hours. They will ask you a few questions just to make sure it isn't life-threatening. Only offered at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Again, ShastaRegional.com, and click on Get Care Now. And I'm here with Roderick Duccio, Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. I'm having a good time with this.
Thank you, Carl.
Now, oh no, thanks for being on. It's going to be, when's it going to be?
Memorial Day weekend, May 24 and 25.
Okay. And how much does it cost to get into this?
General admission is going to be $15, youth 13, kids 10 and under are free, and we have our new military/veteran discount, which is $5 off at the gate.
Cool. I'm glad to hear y'all doing that. By the way, Roderick is also a veteran, has deployed out there to fires and everything else with the National Guard here, the 137th Bridge Company, right?
Yeah, 132nd MRBC.
Okay, but you've been out in support of all these fires going out and helping law enforcement.
Yeah.
And things like this. So thank you for your service, young man.
Thank you.
Okay, so what is your favorite part of the Renaissance Fair?
Ooh, I would have to say the bands. I usually end up watching the Celtic rock band and the, I think one of my favorite last year was getting my hair braided in like a Viking warrior style. It was pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in case you're wondering, you say, who goes to these? 10,000 people go to these things every year. And down at the Shasta Fairgrounds in Anderson, they take over the whole place.
Yeah.
How many vendors do you get there?
We have over 100 right now.
100 vendors right now?
Yeah.
Selling
Everything from custom ceramics to cloaks and linen tunics and shirts to custom jewelry.
Swords,
knives.
Spears. Shields.
I don't know about shields.
Well, I don't know. I mean, shield.
Yeah, definitely for kids, though, for kid shields and stuff.
Yeah, kid shields. You've been to one of these, David?
One time, yep.
And what did you enjoy?
The music.
Music, okay. They've got all types of food there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is this one with the turkey? The turkey leg. Yep, that's what I remember, the turkey leg. And then there's the, gosh, what else were they doing there? The beer and
pheasant.
And meat pies.
Meat pies, yes, meat pies.
Pheasant.
There was pheasant at yours?
No, I'm just making that up.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I don't know if the meat pie guys do pheasant.
No, I don't know if they do pheasant either, but the meat pies. Okay, and and then you got your regular fair food, probably.
Yeah, and then you got your regular fair. And mead, of course. We have contract out with the meadery.
Okay, tell people what mead is.
Mead is a honey wine. It's kind of it's the halfway point between, like, really sweet wine and beer. And so it's a bit fizzy.
But it's made out of?
Honey.
Honey. If you ever watch 13th Warrior, which you probably have, I recommend it to all you people in the Renaissance stuff. One of the main characters, Antonio Banderas, played a Muslim that was, you've got to watch the movie, but he hooks up with 12 Vikings to go after and to rescue this kingdom. And they're all drinking beer and stuff and mead. And he says, you know, I can't drink that. I can't drink anything that's made of grain. He goes, you little fool, this is made out of honey. Mm-hmm. And Antonio got smashed. So, on mead.
I have too.
I've had mead before, and it has its own strange taste, but you can get lit off it.
Mm-hmm.
If you work at it. Okay.
And then on top of vendors, okay, we have our guilds, troops, and performers. So we have the, this year, musicians, jesters, acrobats, aerialists, comedy shows, pirate training with the Buccaneer Boot Camp, 20-foot pirate ship, pony rides.
Pony rides?
Pony rides.
Okay.
It's super popular. We were...
No, pony rides are big.
Yeah.
No, I can understand that. The pirate ship. Mm-hmm. How big's the pirate ship?
20-foot pirate ship.
20 feet?
That the kids can climb on and...
Okay. You know. It's a kid's thing.
Yeah.
Org. Pirate training.
Or if you're a kid at heart, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. So, are pirates along with the... I guess it covers everything because it's Renaissance and fantasy.
Yes.
So you can cover everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What kind of fantasy?
Yeah, what kind of fantasy? That's a good question.
We kind of don't really discriminate. High fantasy, dark fantasy, if you want to... a big thing for vendors and guilds is we try to have them have a theme. Like, if you're going to be here, have a theme, because we want people to dress up and have a fantasy time, right?
Yeah.
They're fantastic. They want to go somewhere else. They want to have fun, get away from the world.
What's a guild? I mean, I know what a guild is, but what's a guild for you all?
A guild for us is people who come out and do, like, reenactments, mm-hmm, that are there to show a piece of the time period, or like our archers who do demonstrations. We've got the axe throwers who do the axe throwing demonstrations and let people throw axes.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the like trebuchet guild who comes out and does demonstrations with that. The trebuchet.
What's that?
Kind of like a more fancy catapult.
More what?
Fancy.
Fancy.
Catapult.
Catapult.
Oh,
yeah. Oh okay. The catapult. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Axe throwing.
Yes.
Axe throwing. And you get to throw an axe, too.
And archery, you said?
Yes, archery.
Oh, do you shoot apples off people's heads? Probably not. Okay.
No.
Nah, the jester. The jester might.
You okay. Our insurance, you have like a jester guild?
So we have a couple of different jesters who come out, and I believe one, the juggler, does a juggling school held on the front lawn there.
Where do these people come from?
All over. So we have some out-of-state peoples, but a lot of them are from, like, the Bay Area and just around California.
Okay. Do we have a lot of them from around here?
We have a few. We're local.
Yeah, of course.
But
what's the name of your group?
The Golden Goblin Productions.
Golden Goblin Productions.
Yes.
And how long has this thing been going on?
I believe this is our, I want to say, 8th year, but it could be our 9th.
8th or 9th year. Okay, well, yeah, that's close. So a lot of your people don't come from San Francisco area.
Mm-hmm. Or Bay Area, and just kind of just flock to us in general. We've had people out from, like, New York.
And then they stay in hotels around here. I would imagine.
Mix. A lot of them actually stay. We host a campgrounds for the vendors and guilds and all those people. We have on site at the fairgrounds. We host a camp.
Yeah, there's places out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I imagine if you wanted to bring all of your accoutrements with you, you might have to bring a trailer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you have sword fights?
Yes, we have fight demos, and we're going to have the foam fight pit this year.
The foam fight pit, and I'm going to take a break because we're going to come back and talk about the foam fight pit, which sounds like, really, frankly, this whole weekend sounds like a lot of fun. And if you've never been to a Renaissance fair, I would recommend you go to this. And if nothing else, just to see it. And it's family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
However, you will see some costumes out there that could be pushing a little bit of the borderline. But
Fantasy.
Yeah, little fantasy costumes. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I'm going today to get my hair cut. It's finally. It's been there since 1960. It's established Cypress Square Barbershop in 1960. Been in the same spot since 1967. It's right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers or Subway, if you remember that. Great place to get a haircut. I made a phone call to 530-244-9478. Made an appointment. They work on appointments or walk-ins. If you walk in, nobody's there, you're going to get a great haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Love it. At Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott this weekend, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, so it starts on Thursday, is the California Association of Taxidermists 38th Annual Wildlife Art and Taxidermy Competition. It's going to be out at the Shasta District Fair Grounds and Event Center on Fasaro Hall. Public entry fee is $7 per adult. 12 and under are free. And you are going to see some of the best examples of taxidermy in the nation there this weekend. They've got competitions going on. They have, you're going to go out there and see how things are done. How do they do this? How can they make them? What do you have to do if you want to have a mount? How to prepare it, all those things. All of that this weekend. And it starts on Friday, the 2nd and 3rd. May 1st is when they're having all their competition. That's not open to the public. It's open at 10 a.m. on Friday and 9 a.m. on Saturday. There you go. And speaking of places down there at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, I've got Roderick Ducio from the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair, and you talked about a foam rubber beat each other to death pit.
Yeah.
Okay. What is that?
We have the, I believe it's called the Armdegard guys who do basically fighting games. So you sign up, you sign a waiver, and then you go in and beat each other with foam swords, and you get shields, and they do, I believe, point battles as well. So if you want to go in and settle some grievances, you can do a point battle.
You mean challenge somebody?
Yeah.
And you go out and you two beat each other with foam rubber?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. So you just challenge them to a fight and give each have a shield and a sword?
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me.
Well, I'm not looking at you.
I've definitely settled a dispute that way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you win?
Small dispute, but.
A small dispute. You know what? Wouldn't that be nice if we could settle disputes like that? You know, you just, I'm bringing my champion with me, and he's bringing his best foam rubber sword. And then then they beat each other until, what? Until
points. When, so there, oh, there's points. Rules. Yeah, no headshots, nothing below the waist, and arm. And when you hit an arm or a leg, it becomes, like, defunct, and you're supposed to stop using it. Or if you hit a leg, that leg is now pinned to the ground.
Wait a minute. You said nothing below the waist.
Yeah, so no groin shots and stuff.
No groin shots, but you can hit a leg.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I get you. No mm-hmm. groin shots, but you can go for the legs.
Yes.
And if you hit a leg,
that leg is now rooted.
So you have to go down on one leg.
So when you hit the other leg, you go down on a knee, I believe.
Have you seen Monty Python's Holy Grail.
Yes.
Minor wound, flesh wound.
Yeah, the Black Knight.
I'll
bite you.
I bite you. Okay, that sounds like kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to give away. This sounds like a lot of fun, my friends. It's going to be May
24-25.
We're going to give away a family pack of 4 tickets. And the way we're going to do this is you call in to 530-605-4567. You get a family pack of 4 tickets. You're going to leave your phone number, and Roderick's going to call you back and tell you exactly how you can pick those tickets up, since it's going through Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy them there, I guess, at the gate, too, can't
yes,
you?
Yes, we do most of the in-gate admission. But if you want to get ahead of the rush, go to Eventbrite, go to our website, go to the Facebook. It'll lead you to the website.
Okay. And we're talking approximately 10,000 people showing up this weekend and from all over.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're even bigger this year. We,
over 100 vendors.
Yep. And that's not including guilds, performers, troops, crazy acts that we have come out, and food vendors, because we have at least 5 food vendors, and then a handful of snack vendors. So
530-605-4567 is the number people are calling now to get those 4 tickets. I think it'd be great for the family.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. And I've been to them before, and just seeing people going, getting that turkey leg.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk around with that turkey leg for an hour chewing on it.
I do recommend if you want to come, early Sunday is our least busy right now.
Okay, least busy is Sunday.
Yeah, if you
morning.
Want to get a turkey leg, you want a decent line,
yeah.
Early Sunday.
Or get when does it open?
10 a.m. on both
opens
days.
10 a.m. Is there a line to get in then?
On probably. Saturday, definitely.
Definitely a line to get in. Okay, so you've got over 100 vendors, but then you've got probably at least another 100, 150 people that are involved in this thing.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the costumes and the guilds and the performers.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
And we have over, I want to say 40 volunteers now that come out and help us in different ways.
You know what? This sounds like such a good time. I've got a million things going on. I wonder if I can sneak out there, grab Linda, and we'll go out there and put our mask on and go out there.
Definitely.
People wear a mask out there, though. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because this is fantasy.
Yeah.
So you'll see not just people, from like the a lot of people calling for these tickets. You're not going to just see Renaissance types with, carrying a sword and all that. You're going to see some of the ones, like you said, from the games.
Dungeons and Dragons and Pathfinder-inspired attire. We have Vikings come out, pirates come out, witches, wizards, Monty Python people. We had a couple of people dress up as Monty Python skit and then do the whole clopping with the coconuts and stuff. That was really fun. Who else? Just, yeah.
So, Vikings. I bet there's a lot of Vikings out there.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we have, Viking Tom, if you know. He's come out for the last, I think, the Renaissance Fair before us, so he's been, Viking Tom for 20 plus years.
Viking Tom.
Yeah.
Does he carry, like, an axe and,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
a
he's
shield.
Got the helmet.
The helmet with the steer horns on top.
Mm-hmm. He comes out with the pirate ship, his trailer. He actually goes to most of the parades in town and stuff as Viking Tom, at least the ones he can get into.
I've seen him before, come to think of it, in a Christmas parade.
Yeah, we definitely did the Christmas parade.
Yeah, I think I've seen him that. So, and you're going to be dressed as a peasant running around because you're trying to make sure everything happens.
Yep.
Right?
Nope. Got to stay comfy. I try to keep all the vendors happy and, everything running smoothly.
Is that hard?
That's all right.
We have at the rodeo, we got one guy that just does vendors.
Yeah.
And, they're all signed up now because everybody wants to go to the rodeo
or
be a vendor at the rodeo. But just trying to keep that and resupplied. And they're supposed to resupply themselves, but then.
Yeah, we take water to people and ice and, try to just, because we don't know if it's going to be 80 degrees or 120.
Yeah.
Especially in May. So.
Especially at that time. Yeah.
So.
What kind of, when people have been there the first time, did you get any kind of feedback from people?
Just that it's really amazing that we have this here.
is a big one, or that they just had an amazing time with their family, you know, because we keep it kid-friendly all the way down to toddlers, you know,
yeah.
that can come out and have something to do. We've got the face painting gal coming back.
Oh, face painting. Oh, yeah, kids love that.
Mm-hmm. And
I love that.
Little museum for stuff, and then we usually do like a little find it game where they go around and get stamps and, you know, collect little tokens and then get a little prize at the end.
That's kind of cool.
Kids. Yeah.
Now, how many Renaissance fairs do you think? Wait a minute. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to him about number, you know, just his thoughts on how many Renaissance fairs are out there, because I know they were in Virginia, and I know they're out here. Yeah. I would imagine they're clear across the country, both east and west, north and south. Do we have a winner, by the way, David?
Yes, we do. It is Chris.
Okay, Chris is going, you got his phone number, right?
Got his phone number.
Okay, Chris, I know you're listening. So, Roderick's going to call you after the show and tell you how to get your tickets, because they're going to be at will call, if I understand this right. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Huzzah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to reddingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's reddingpain.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs. like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Far and wide, laid his head in many ports. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty to the north. I drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our last segment here, we're going to close strong here today on the 28th of April, 8:50 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day going up to 80 degrees today, my friends. It's going to be nice out there and all the way through Friday and Saturday. We're going to start getting some rain. Just want to remind everybody tomorrow night at 5:30, Chiropractic First and Dr. Todd Royce is having a free knee pain seminar over at From the Hearth on Market Street. There's going to be food provided, so but you have to make a reservation by calling 530-243-0889. It's Chiropractic First. It's a new method of treating knee pain, and Dr. Royce says is that people that have been treated with it have lost like 80% of the pain that without surgery. So sounds like a pretty good solution and procedure. I've talked to him about it, and I'm probably going to get my knee looked at and let him work on that one too. Chiropractic First, Tuesday, 29th at 5:30 at the From the Hearth on Market Street. It's free. And I'm here with Roderick Duccio, who was kind of the general manager, I guess you would say, and leadership.
Operations manager, yeah.
Yeah, Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair, which is going to be May
24 and 25.
24 and 25. You're going to have like 10,000 people there dressed up.
Yeah.
We're
going to be dressed up. We don't ask patrons.
People, you know, you can go dressed in your shorts and flip flops and your Hawaiian shirt, or whatever you want to wear, because it's a fantasy fair and a Renaissance fair. So if you've got Renaissance stuff or you want to dress up like the Dark Knight, I guess you could. They're going to have all types of vendors, over 100 vendors there. They're going to have all types of food, including the ever present ubiquitous turkey leg. If you've never eaten a turkey leg, walk around eating your turkey leg. You're going to have snow cones there?
I don't know.
Reach out.
Will do.
I love snow cones. And then you'll have meat pies.
Yes.
You'll have all types of music all the time, three different stages going.
Mm-hmm. We got the Celtic rock band coming out, a bunch of different acts, jugglers, jesters doing the comedy act, and then we have, usually we try to pick up a couple local artists and the
face painters.
Face painters and the troops and archers, axe throwing, all kinds of good stuff.
Everything that you can possibly imagine to have a good time for those 2 days. Now, it starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
And so you might want to get there early.
Early Sunday is our least busy, is what I can
Okay,
say.
Early Sunday, because people are in church.
Yeah.
And then they come after that. But if you're, you know, not going to church that morning, you get there early and get in there, get your face painted, get your turkey leg. And walk around watching people going, huzzah. Now, people in character here, too.
Yes.
They don't get out of character. So once they're dressed and they're walking around, to them, it's whatever that year is.
Yes.
And the years change, right?
Most Renaissance fairs try to stay around the 1500s.
1500s, okay.
Yeah. We have a group called Daughters Not that'll talk your ear off about the era and the history, and they do folk songs and different, what do you call those?
Do you study the history of it back then very much?
A little bit. Yeah.
You know, because I understand, you know, in the 1500s, and you were living in a castle, it wasn't as easy as it seems. No light,
yeah.
No heat.
There,
no sewage.
There was different. So, you know, you
no
had your
baths.
Pipe and stuff. And the castle and nobles were one thing, but then you had all the villages surrounding them. And you lived a pretty okay life. You know, you had a house and, you know, a lot of people like to think mud huts that far back, but it really wasn't. You know, you had thatched roof
yeah.
and, you know, compressed floors and, you know, you spent all the time with your family on the farm. And
would you bring your animals in at night sometimes?
Yeah, you'd have a different area or a barn for your families and stuff.
It's kind of like back in the 1800s when people were going across the country and they were settling in these Midwest states. Dugouts
yeah,
were very, very common then. Linda just read a book and having it for her book club
mm-hmm.
about that. And the ground was compacted dirt. Just like you said.
Definitely. You can sweep it. You can, you know,
sweep
clean it.
Yeah. But the castles themselves, I mean, if you think back that the, trying to figure out what, just for the, keeping them, warm was mm-hmm. very difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. And then bathing was not one of their top
priorities. No.
Priorities.
I think baths usually had, like, you wash your hair once a month and then maybe once or twice a year you would do a full, like what we
body.
Think of as bath, yeah.
Yeah, and it used to be in May, which is why so many weddings were held in June.
Hmm. I did not know that.
I just read that the other day. And the because you were still didn't smell too bad by then because you had your May bath.
Right.
And perfume, one of the things that was invented is to kind of cover up those smells.
Yeah, definitely the Europeans. From what I understand.
Yeah, both back then. I mean, because when you see these movies like Sir Galahad and all these, the Knights of the Round Table, you don't mm-hmm. notice that. And,
yeah. You can't smell them through the TV.
Yeah, and all these things. Okay, but you won't have to worry about that during the Renaissance Fair because these people wash.
Yes. Family-friendly event.
Family-friendly
event. All are welcome.
Okay. And we talked about your favorite time. There's going to be pits where people are going to be fighting.
Yes.
There's going to be are there going to be horses there?
Yes, we're going to have pony rides for the kids and whoever wants pony rides.
Okay, so it'll be ponies will be there, but there will be no jousting or stuff like
no
that?
No jousting. Unfortunately, that's a little bit too expensive for us just yet, but we're looking
yeah.
at it in the next couple of years.
Okay, that can happen. And Bill mm-hmm. Woodford is the guy you want to talk to about that. Bill gets really into these things, or he used to.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, full armor, the whole thing. It sounds like a great time. It sounds like people, you know, Renaissance fairs are a good place to take the family or yourself and your loved ones out and just kind of walk around.
Definitely. If you got some friends, it's a cool weekend just to go and look at stuff, hang out. We usually try
museums.
To
you got little museums there?
Yeah, everything. We've got a couple of little museums that have, I know one is a nature museum where they have all kinds of pelts and
uh-huh.
a little bit of the history of the area and stuff. And
okay.
Stuff where you can touch and
yeah.
you know, look at
cool
different stuff.
All right. So how long does it take you to get one of these things going? I've only got a few minutes left here, Roderick.
We start back in November.
November?
Yeah.
Okay. That's about right.
Yeah, getting it organized, map done. We try to have the vendors locked in by April. So that was just last month.
Okay.
We asked them to have been applied and everything. And, yeah, it's a kind of a crazy journey. We've done probably close to a dozen work days. Huge shout-out to our volunteers. We have almost 40 of them now.
Yeah.
That come out and, you know, give their time to us, and we're super thankful to all of them.
Well, you know what? I don't know. But, you know, Dave, I'm all excited about this. We may have to. It'll be after rodeo. And I will be conscious again after rodeo season, after the rodeo, 4 days of rodeo. But this is the following weekend. So sounds like it might be something to go to and kind of just relax and enjoy yourself. All right. Now, your business is?
Justice Dolls.
Justice Dolls.
Shasta Stalls or...
Oh, Shasta Stalls.
Yes, that's my business.
Yeah.
Golden Goblin Productions is the people who put on the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, but yours is a website design thing.
No, Shasta Stalls is a crafting consignment store down in Anderson. It's a brick-and-mortar shop right across from Duffy's Liquor and the police station.
Got it. But you're a website designer.
Yes, and that's Studio 136, but I kind of stay in the periphery.
No, I understand. It doesn't hurt to say it. You know,
definitely.
You're looking for a website design.
Yes,
the fact that I have a dragon on it, I think it's a plus.
Yeah. 136.studio is the website, and if you're looking, just look us up on Google.
There you go. Well, Roderick, thanks a lot for being here with us today. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. It sounds like it's going to be a good time. We gave away a family packet tickets. And, you know, I would encourage people, if you've never done it before, to go to at least one Renaissance fair. Put that on your bucket list. And here it is. This sounds like a great one we have right here in Shasta County.
Definitely. Yeah, there's a lot that are across the state, but this is the only one in the true North State. And the closest one, I think, is Roseville otherwise.
Yeah. So you go down there, spend a day, spend a few hours, see what it's about, eat a turkey leg, eat a meat pie.
Yeah.
No, you might even get a snow cone. Who knows? Now, tomorrow, we're going to have Haven Humane joins us, Mark Story, and we're going to talk about all the things that are happening at Haven Humane now that the summer's getting ready to kick off, all the things that they've accomplished this year so far and what they're hoping to accomplish. Anyway, it's going to be a beautiful day, my friends, so enjoy yourself and God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.